Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Increasing cloudiness tonight, lows around 30. Full forecast details are coming up. Before a packed House and the Council chambers, which included several current and former legislators and other government leaders, along with his family, friends, and supporters, Corey Mason became Racine's mayor last night. Mason took the oath of office from U.S. District Judge Lynn Adelman. Mason said Racine is facing a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity in the Foxconn development, but he said the city can only seize the opportunity by working with the building trades and labor, Gateway Technical College, and others to get people ready for those jobs.
There are enormous supply chain opportunities coming to our area. We will work aggressively to see new and current businesses thrive right here in Racine. This opportunity is just 5 miles away from Racine, but it may as well be 500 miles away if we don't aggressively fight for our residents to succeed. And that's what we will do.
Mason pledged to work to protect our environment and said he will fight for the city's public schools. And he promised Racine would be an inclusive and welcoming city. Once Corey Mason was seated as the new mayor of Racine, the Common Council voted to restore Dennis Weiser as alderman of the 10th District and return him as council president. During Weiser's time as interim mayor, Alderman Q.A. Shakur, as chairman of the Finance Committee, was elevated to the council presidency and supervised the recent budget review process. The even-numbered aldermanic district seats are up for a vote next spring. The mayor's report of nominations to reappoint members of the Waterworks and Wastewater Commission was rejected on an 8-6 vote of the Racine Common Council last night. Alderman John Tate II started the movement by questioning if the new mayor shouldn't have a chance to find a more diverse group of nominees.
We have a problem in Racine with the look of our committees. And if we don't start correcting this today, you know, with the new appointment of a mayor and having new appointments to go into the commissions, particularly Wastewater Commission, which is going to have a whole lot of work to do with some things happening out west, I think now is the time to start addressing that. And this is nothing against our former Mayor Weiser and his appointments. It's just about the vision that I'd like to see going forward for this city.
Alderman Terry McCarthy, who was one of the names on the list, pointed out the city would lack representation for upcoming meetings or there would be no quorum to conduct business. The council unanimously accepted an alternative 3-month approval to the appointments, with Mayor Mason urged to come up with names more reflective of the city's diverse population. Debate on the proposed Kenosha County 2018 budget is scheduled for this evening, along with consideration of any amendments and adoption of a spending plan for next year. Finance Committee Chairman Terry Rose, during an overview of the highlights of the budget at last night's annual meeting, called it a lean spending plan, noting his committee made few changes to the budget presented by the county executive. He noted the budget includes several capital expenditures.
We're going to see some increases in capital spending and information technology, the facilities division, highways, parks, sheriff's department, and also the high impact fund replenishment for future economic development.
The budget resolution contains several policy issues, including dealing with delinquent property tax collections. Under the budget as it currently stands, the levy would increase 7.24%, meaning the taxes on a home valued at $100,000 would increase just under $2. Tonight's meeting begins at 7:30. The development of a public library and what that would involve was the subject of a presentation to the Sturtevant Village Board at last night's meeting. The study, funded by the Racine Public Library Foundation and conducted by the firm Library Strategies, included 4 possible library models for the village. Consultant Melissa Brichon warned that there's no such thing as a pop-up library, one that pops up out of nowhere.
You start today and start making some decisions, it's going to be a good 4, 5, 6, 7 years before a library is established. It takes time. There's very stringent rules and regulations through the state of Wisconsin about how you do that and working with a lot of public entities.
The study included 4 possible library scenarios, including a full-service facility run by the Racine Public Library, an independent village library, a Sturtevant-Racine jointly operated facility, and a link or express library that would involve a site where books and other materials could be picked up or dropped off. It's estimated a full-service library could cost between $4 and $7 million. It was recommended that the next step would be the formation of a community library planning committee. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.